This is GQDN for Thursday, March 5th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off your purchase. And go look out for Questworthy too. Good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Good stuff up there too. More stuff coming soon. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a console going to the video game museum. We got some amiibos. Yeah, more of that stuff. And maybe a new controller for your PC. But we will begin today with PC Games Inn because Steam is, well, kind of in trouble here. Because there's a lot of people that want to buy Marathon and Slay the Spire 2 via PC Games Inn. And due to the launch today, they have dropped a third and another anticipated game on Steam at the same time. People are trying to buy them, but they're having trouble doing it. So according to Twitter, Warrior 4, and some reports by Down Detector, people were, quote, having issues buying on Steam, end quote, because they were trying to buy Marathon and Slay the Spire 2. And both games are climbing the charts with tens of thousands of players that are there. And the one called Poker Night may be a part of that trouble. That's Telltale's poker game, which did close its stores 7 years ago. There's a small group of early Telltale employees. Now, Marathon was going up around 55,000 players. Slay the Spire 2 was close to 30,000 players, which then broke the 100,000 player mark, according to SteamDB. And that might have been part of the reason why people couldn't buy the game. But we'll keep our eyes on it. Things will slow down for them. But if you get Greedfall, according to GamingBolt.com, and this is Greedfall of the Dying World, you might get some 60 FPS and 30 FPS when you play it. Now, the game will be on the consoles on March 12th. The technical director, Wilfred Mallet, did reveal the game performance targets with an interview with Gaming Bolt. So, of course, they would write the article. And he was talking about the performance and quality modes. Mallet also revealed that the less powerful hardware in the Xbox Series S did get some special attention from the developers, Spiders, and the studio would be able to make use of its experience in developing Steel Rising on the platform. Quote, it's always complex to optimize a game for multiple platforms, and the Xbox Series S naturally received special attention. That said, we had already gained solid experience for the console during development of Steel Rising, so we knew what our adjustments to make to offer the best experience for players. We took full advantage of the fast storage architectures, both on the PlayStation 5 SSD with hardware decompression, notably Kraken, and the Velocity architecture on the Xbox side. This allowed us to stream more data and significantly increase the quality and variety of our textures without impacting loading times. So, 30 FPS for the Xbox Series S, but they took full advantage of the storage architecture for PlayStation 5 and Xbox X and S, and that did compress the technology offered on both platforms. And the Xbox ports also benefited from the Velocity architecture that allowed smoother and faster streaming of data to ensure high quality of the world and its various textures. Further quote, we took full advantage of the fast storage architectures of both the PlayStation 5 SSD with hardware decompression, notably Kraken, and the Velocity architecture on the Xbox side. This allowed us to stream more data, significantly increase the quality and variety of textures without impacting loading times, end quote. Now, the trailer for Greedfall the Dying World was showcasing the beauty of the main setting rather than showing the dying state of the world. The trailer wanted to focus on beauty, taking us through the cities, forests, and ancient ruins. In the megapolis, Perrin was in the massive city of Olema. There's also a fishing town called Luxandus as well, in the Thania ruins. So if you want to play the game, there are some points of interest. And there is also some creatures that are roaming the lands. Now, do you understand that the Greedfall publisher, Nacon, did announce that they had filed for insolvency? That was announced last month, because they are saying that rapid implementation of financial restructuring is needed. We'll see what happens. But since we're talking about game specs, Helldivers 2 has retired the 154GB Steam build in favor for the slim build. Via GamesRadar.com, Arrowhead has confirmed that it's continuing its plan to dump the original Steam build. And it's big, real big. But the change will go into effect on March 17th, and it'll come out with the next patch. The community manager, Mitchell Airy, otherwise known as Mitchimus, did put up a Discord post, and he said, basically, that after testing their slim build, which took weeks of input and stress testing, and that included a great influx of new and returning players with the, quote, machinery of operation major update, end quote. So they're confident that players will have a great experience playing Helldivers 2 on a smaller build. He said, quote, as a result, we'll be removing the large build from Steam in line with our next patch on March 17th, 2026, end quote. So about 2 weeks from now. Now, there will be some minimal changes to load times, and the studio did vow to make the game's slim build the default if the public tests would approve of it. So we'll see what happens. But they are thinking of people. Oh, now we get to some equipment. Yes, we do. Starting with Push Square, because, okay, Sony did cancel most of the PC ports, but they're promoting a new PC-ready controller. PlayStation Asia got up on X and said, quote, PC gaming elevated. The DualSense wireless controller PC is PC-ready. Easy setup, epic immersion, haptics, feel every drop and blast, triggers, real tension at your fingertips. You can check out the game at your local retailer. And that's an end quote. So if you want to play your new Marathon on Steam and you need a you want to do a control for it, you can try that one. Right now there's no price for it. I don't see one. But keep your eyes open. And while you're at it, you can keep your eyes open for a little speaker too. The Verge said that there's a nice little Bluetooth speaker. It's IKEA's Calisup Bluetooth speaker, and it's in the US for $10 each. $9.99. You can put a speaker over here, you can put a speaker over here, you can put a speaker over here, and just all go in stereo. Maybe you can adorn that with a Kirby. GameInformer.com said that there's a new Kirby Air Riders amiibo, and that was announced online inside King's DDD amiibo release date. And those will hit the stores on July 2nd. It'll be Sword Kirby and Dragoon and Nior DDD and Hydra. So if you want those amiibos, July 2nd will be the date. By the way, you like some free stuff? Polygon did say that Epic is giving a D&D game a free Dragonlance DLC for a limited time. And that starts today. So if you play Idle Champions of the Forgotten Realms, you're going to get a free, if you play on Epic, Wrestling's Renown Pack. And that'll have the characters from Dragonlance novels. That would contain $100 in add-ons, which would include Wrestling, Gale, Spurt, Rib, and Illiwick, with 32 platinum chests, 2-week-long potions, and an exclusive Baz Draconian familiar. Now, there's also an offer on Turnip Boy Robs a Bank, so if you want to be a bad guy in a comedic-type game, you can try that one. That is also on sale, so go have at it. But I want to leave you guys today with something pretty cool. Eurogamer.net did say that Nintendo, way back in the day, was thinking about making a PlayStation-type console. Now, that would include a CD-ROM, and that would have been a drive for the Super NES. But Sony wanted to get involved in the video game market. And then afterwards, one of the great betrayals in gaming history did happen. Nintendo chose to stick with the cartridges instead. And then Sony, because of that, developed the PlayStation console out of spite. Now, there are some hybrids that are out there in the wild of the Nintendo PlayStation hybrid. So, it's out there. In fact, the National Video Game Museum has it. They got up on X and said, quote, "Breaking, the NVM has acquired the mythical Nintendo PlayStation. The Sony MSF1 is the oldest known existing Nintendo PlayStation hardware artifact, and it is the original development system of Sony's planned Super Nintendo CD attachment. It is the only known unit to exist. One of the biggest what-ifs of all time lives here now at the National Video Game Museum." They got pictures too, and it does look really good. Now, the National Video Game Museum is located in Frisco, Texas. At the time of the writing, it's unclear when the Nintendo PlayStation will be a part of the exhibition after the March 4th announcement, but the museum is promising it'll be a key part of its collection. So if you're around Frisco, were you there? Did you see it? Were you at the National Video Game Museum? Let me know at Joe Brahms and let us know at Group Quest. This has been a Dawn Forge production at 2026. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.